As I said at the top of the show, we're delighted to welcome Charlie Moon, Barry Donahue and Johnny Taylor, who are joining us here in Studio 2. I'm going to play some jazz for us today. You're all very welcome, lads.
Thanks very much.
And they're all nodding their heads. Thank you very much. I'll be here back. Just to let you know they're here. We'll start with you, Charlie. It's the Charlie Moon
Quartet. Yeah.
Lovely. Charlie, you'll be a very famous mum and dad. Your mother being Mia Parsons and your dad being Nigel Mooney, who was a guest here on several occasions. So we're delighted to see you here, Charlie.
Thanks for having me. Delighted to be here.
So just give us a little background on yourself. You start playing when, Charlie?
I picked up the guitar when I was about 12, maybe. Yeah. And I didn't really study any jazz or anything like that till I was about 20 or 21. I was just mucking about with mates in the garage kind of thing for most of my time. But yeah, I went to New Park in maybe, I don't know, 8-9 years ago.
Okay.
And that's where I started to meet all these guys. And,
okay. Everyone went to New Park, yeah? No, you didn't go. You were too bold.
Well, yeah, I guess I just mean I started to meet other musicians in the jazz scene in general.
Of course you would, yeah.
Obviously, I knew a few guys growing up through Nigel and all that.
Of course, I was about to say, obviously, your dad would have had some kind of influence.
Yeah,
on
yeah, definitely. He definitely was the one to urge me to do it. I think I took a year or two after school to just have a bit of fun. I didn't really know what I was going to do, and eventually I geared towards New Park then and started that journey.
Did you like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like meeting like-minded musicians and suddenly rapidly accelerating the performance level on the instrument, because up until then I'd only been working out stuff by myself and listening to rock and whatever else, and I hadn't really thought too much about it, you know what I mean? Just enjoying it and just mucking around. But all of a sudden you're getting given lots of information and a lot of possibilities open up, and the door opens then into a world that
when you say rock, what sort of rock music were you listening to?
Well, I grew up in Kilcool, and a lot of my mates in that area were kind of into punk and all that sort of stuff, but I never really took that influence. I was listening to kind of Jeff Beck and Jimi Hendrix.
Excellent. Yeah, nice one.
but yeah, like, there's a crossover there. With, like, a lot of my mates, we would have listened to Yes and stuff like that as well.
Yeah.
And Focus and stuff like that. All the dad rock, I guess. Yeah. And then I had, like, I was in bands with mates of mine and we were listening to, like, Japanese post-rock and all that sort of weird riffy guitar-y music and I don't know, lots of influences,
so
all over the place.
Living
in that town, there was hundreds of influences, all sort of undergroundy stuff, if you know what I mean.
We're going to come back to that in a little while, Charlie, but you're going to be playing at the Wood Key Sessions, and Near FM will be playing your, when you're out there, we'll be actually going out live Thursdays in July, so you'll be partaking in that.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I've never done it before. I remember seeing pictures of it last year and it looked great. Like, I wasn't even aware Dublin hosted such a beautiful
stage. Well, we're all looking forward to it, Charlie. And just while you're here with your keys, double bass and guitar, and present, are you going to sing for us as well?
Yeah, I think I'm going to sing a couple of tunes.
So just give us a little piece here, and it's going to be called...
This is my arrangement for an upcoming album with the quartet of an old standard called You Go To My Head.
All right, okay.
So,
at your leisure, gentlemen.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain. I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast the spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that this never can be? Like a summer with a thousand Julys, you intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy, crazy romance. You go to my head. You might give a thought to my plea, cast the spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that this never can be? The smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy, crazy romance. Go to my head. You go to my head. You go to my head.
Beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. That was Barry Donahue there, Johnny Taylor on the keys, and Charlie Moon on guitar and vocals. What's the name of that tune again?
You Go to My Head.
Go to My Head, written by...
I believe it's Fred Coutts.
Oh, okay.
I'm not too aware of him, but I love that tune.
Is this sort of a... what you sound like? This is what you're going for all the time?
Charlie, the album is going to be a collection of standards that there are a lot of ballads really that I've tried to, I don't want to do all ballads, so I'm trying to come up with ways of grooving them a little bit.
Yeah.
And they're just a collection of my favourite tunes that I love to play, that I've been playing the most over the last kind of year or so. Yeah. And bit by bit I've just been coming up with arrangements to make them slightly my own take on it.
The arrangements will be your own arrangements, I presume.
Yeah. It's going to be largely my arrangements of standards and things like that. Yeah. Maybe one or two of my own.
Well, keep doing it. I'm just watching the clock here. I think we should just take a little break for our promos, and then we're going to come straight back into Charlie and the Lads. So there we go. 90.3. And there we go. Welcome back here to Behind the Groove. And I'm delighted to say Barry, Johnny and Charlie are still with us. Just a few gigs over the weekend. Sunday in Whelan's, you have the Dublin Blues Cartel. And don't forget, Wednesday, Los Paradiso will be over in the Leeson Lounge. And don't forget, Charlie Moon and the Charlie Moon Quartet be playing at those Wood Key sessions on the 11th of July. And that starts at 1 o'clock. It's down beside Christchurch there, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right there.
And I think I know where it is. So you'll be, and it's an open air thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if it's like today, it'll be really cool.
Yeah, with any luck, it'll be anything like today. And it's positioned in such a way, and I think they put on the gig at such a time that the sun is just hitting the stage right when we come on. I worked it out. We went down there for a photo
shoot. Are you sure you're not mixing this up with Newgrange?
So with any luck, we'll get a bit of sunshine as well.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that big time. You were just saying beforehand, you're just recently married to Charlie.
That's right, yeah.
2 weeks.
Almost 2 weeks now.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And we're delighted, very happy for you. But directly after it, you said you're writing a blues song. For 2 weeks married and you're writing blues songs.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit of both, I guess.
It's the next tune you're going to play for us.
It's
a little vibe of...
Yeah, it's... Well, it just occurred to me, Blonde said something about her something blue.
Yeah.
And I thought, I know, I'm sure it's been done before. I'm sure Elvis has done it. But I thought, there's a blues in there somewhere. That's got to be. So, it's hard to take credit for writing a blues because it's just a blues, isn't it? Like,
depends what you do with it.
Yeah. I threw some lyrics on it and a little bridge on the end of a 12 bar and... And I've yet to play it ever, I'm interested to see what it sounds like.
This is the world premiere.
Exactly. Would you like us to do it?
I'd love to hear this.
Cool. I'd love to hear it too.
At your leisure, this is the world premiere of... What's it called, Jerry?
Something Blue.
Something Blue, okay. Here we go, Something Blue on a sunny day. Thank you.
Girl, I don't wanna be your something blue, 'cause I know I done you wrong, but the truth is that I love you. I said, girl, I don't wanna be your something blue, just let me make it right, girl. I don't mean to fuss and fight, girl, 'cause the truth is that I love you. I just can't lose you. I said, baby, I'd like to be your something old. You can have me all your life, if you'd ever be so bold. I said, baby, I'd like to be your something old. Now there's no need to borrow, I won't stay another day, not even till tomorrow. If you ain't mine to have and to hold, I could spend my life with you, but I need you, and I need you to need me too. Girl, I could be your something new. Just say those words.
Stuff. That was Barry O'Donoghue on the bass there, and Johnny Taylor on the keys, and the wonderful Charlie Moon on the guitar and vocals, and some lazy, Thursday afternoon blues. Wonderful, lovely stuff, lads.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff all around. You were talking about recording, Charlie.
Yeah.
Is it in progress or is...
It's not. We've just begun rehearsals only a day or two ago.
Yeah.
I think the plan is to maybe try and gig it a bit and let the music blossom a little bit before we make any solid plans and just see where it goes a little bit. Hopefully after the summer would be the plan to get
into the studio.
Yeah.
So gigs during the summer, apart from the Wood Quay sessions?
Yeah.
Anywhere people go and see you?
Yeah, I play with another group, an organ trio, under the name of Organ Freeman, in a great little bar on Parnell Street called The Big Romance.
Oh.
We play there every Sunday from 6 to 8.
Where is that in Parnell Street?
It's the other side. It's kind of facing North Great Georgia Street.
So top of O'Connell Street to the right.
It's a cool, really cool little bar.
What's it called again?
The Big Romance.
Big Romance, okay.
They only opened last November or December.
All right, okay.
But it's a nice place to spend a Sunday evening for sure.
And is it just jazz gigs that they have on? Or
no, I think we'd be the only jazz act in there.
Okay.
It's just a Sunday thing they do, and they kind of have DJs and stuff like that mainly. But that's with Dara Hennessy on organ and Fuelon Collins on the drums.
Okay. You're involved with a few other things, Charlie. Isn't it the Hot House Big Band? Did you play with them?
Yeah, I've played with them a few times. I guested recently as a singer with them, and I do the odd rhythm guitar for them as well. But yeah, I'm not permanently in that group. But it's a great
guest.
Yeah. It's a nice experience. It's the only really gig I do occasionally where I have to read, and it's a whole different ball game.
Do you like that? Or?
It's a nice challenge. It's certainly amazing to hear music happen on the spot that you don't know what it is.
Yeah, sure.
Just like a moment ago.
Yeah.
It's a bit more relaxed though in here.
You have been to New York also, I know, on several occasions. What's it like over there for you?
I'm trying to make an annual trip of going over and catching gigs and just immersing myself in the jazz scene over there. Yeah. And I've been twice now in the last 2 years, and I try and make a point of taking lessons off all the other masters who live out there.
And does that work out? Do you get to see them and all, yeah?
Yeah. They're all really like down to earth and very open to meeting you and playing together, and it's a really nice experience.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, when you pay a bit more to go out there and do it, but it really sinks in, because you really want to make it count because you've gone all that way.
Absolutely.
So it tends to have a big impact on you. Like, it stays with you for a lot longer, and I really feel it helps, definitely.
I know you've played a few sessions with your dad.
Yeah.
Is there any recordings of that? Or?
There's a plan. We have some kind of promotional stuff only for the purpose of private bookings and that kind of thing for weddings and stuff like that, but we go by the name of Moon and Sun. Most of the time people don't pick up on the joke. Sometimes they ask which one of you is the sun.
Nigel was always the one for the titles, wasn't he?
Yeah, it's pretty classic Nigel.
And your mum, did you ever play for your mum, Mia?
Yeah, no, we gig together quite regularly, actually.
That must be interesting.
Yeah, no, she's a really wonderful singer, and she often gets me and kind of my organ trio to back her on gigs. Yeah. We closed out the Bray Jazz Festival in the Harbour Bar recently.
Yeah.
I don't think we've anything lined up just yet, but myself and Mia run a thing called the Jazz Vocal Workshop together, so I work with her every week, really.
Oh, right. Where does that happen?
We run these kind of 10-week workshops. The main one is in Stony Batter on Prussia Street,
okay,
in the parish centre. So that's going to be starting back up in September. But she kind of coaches, she's sort of the vocal coach, and I just sit there playing the guitar, accompanying all the singers. And they all, she would teach them just the nuances of singing jazz and blues and soul and whatever else.
Nice.
And at the end of it all, everyone gets a chance to play with a band, and we put on a gig for them down in the cobblestone.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And
yeah.
So
it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. For people who want to sing with a live group and give it a shot, it's really cool.
So let's just remind that the 11th of July, Wood Quay.
That's right.
And Near the Fam will be broadcasting it live.
Excellent.
And with the sun coming up just as soon as you come on stage,
the New
we're
going to
make
Quartet.
Sure of that. I want to say thank you to Barry here, who's playing some beautiful bass today, and to Johnny, lovely keyboards, and I'd love you to play another tune.
Sure, if there's time, we'll definitely have another one.
Make time for you.
All right. Cool.
You want to introduce this one yourself, Charlie?
Yeah, this is a pretty snappy arrangement. We just kind of ran through beforehand of a tune called I Love Paris.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, give that one a go.
I have lots of things from Paris.
All right.
Here we go. Once again, Charlie Moon Trio today. And don't forget, the quartet will be in Wood Quay on the 11th of July, and we'll be there also. In the meantime, they're going to tell you about Paris.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment. Every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why, oh why do I love Paris? Because my baby is here. I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment. Every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why, oh why do I love Paris? Because my baby is here.
Beautiful stuff, lads. Again, Barry, Johnny, and Charlie Moon there. Charlie Moon Trio. And I love Paris. And we're looking forward to meeting up the lads in Budkey on the 11th of July. And it's going to be some cool afternoon jazz there. Thanks so much, lads. I'm just waving to them in the studio too there. Lovely stuff indeed. Anyway, we just have time for maybe a little tune, maybe from JJ Cale. And lovely put on. Actually, we'll put on this one.